Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Namaskar, this is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. The explosive and hard-hitting speech of the Deputy Governor of Reserve Bank of India, Mr. Viral Acharya, at the A.D. Shroff Memorial Lecture has created a bigger controversy than the very controversy he was trying to address. And what was the controversy he was trying to address? It has to do with the government's constant attempts to encroach upon the autonomy and independence of the Reserve Bank of India. It has to do with the government undermining the autonomy of the Reserve Bank. And this is the issue, a burning issue that he was responding to. He mentioned clearly that any attempts to continuously undermine the autonomy and independence of the Reserve Bank would be catastrophic for the country and its economy. He said that a country where the Reserve Bank is not respected, the capital markets suffer and the rates of interest also go up. He was right in mentioning that this leads to a crisis in the country. Most experts would agree with his comments, but it stirred a hornet's nest. The government, of course, did not like it. But there is a history to this entire issue. If you look at it, in recent times, under the tenure of Urjit Patel, the RBI governor, the Reserve Bank of India has been generally found to be a meek and mute spectator to the decision of the government, which would encroach upon its turf or in which it was hardly consulted. The classic case of demonetization, where the Reserve Bank would have certainly strongly objected but was overruled by the government, is one that stands out. The other one has to do with when the NPA crisis was not getting resolved last year, the government came up with an ordinance putting the responsibility on the Reserve Bank to sort out this matter. The Reserve Bank was not one under a central bank's or a Reserve Bank's authorities to take up that issue. It was charged with the responsibility such that it almost got into management of commercial banks. The Reserve Bank did not object to it even then. And then came to us the nail in the coffin. When the Nirav Modi fraud broke out, the finance minister, Mr. Arun Jaitley, very squarely and immediately blamed the Reserve Bank for it. And the RBI governor did not even contradict or respond to that kind of an allegation of the finance minister. So there has been a history of Reserve Bank taking it lying down. The question is, what has happened that Viral Acharya has come out in the open? Because his remarks are not just significant, but it must also be noted that they are almost the official version of the Reserve Bank of India in this matter. Because in the audience were the three Reserve Bank deputy governors. His three colleagues were in the audience, and by practice and procedure, his speech must have also been vetted and approved by the RBI governor himself. So, the Reserve Bank is together into it, and that was the message given by Viral Acharya to the government. So, what changed? What made him say all this? The pressures in the recent time by the government of India perhaps are responsible for it. There has been pressure on the Reserve Bank to ease interest rates, which is contrary to the Reserve Bank's own monetary policy. There has been nudging by the government of India on the RBI to manage the forex crisis, for which the RBI came out in the open and said it is not its responsibility to do that. The government has been pressurizing the RBI to remove the PCA curbs on the 11 public sector banks because it wants liquidity to be infused in the system, and the RBI has been against it. And finally, the government pressurize or threaten the RBI to set up a separate independent payments regulator and in the process decimate the powers of the Reserve Bank itself. Perhaps it is a combination of all this that led to the outburst of Viral Acharya. A number of persons, a number of experts as well as the government of India have been questioning this public outburst. Experts would like to say that there are bound to be differences between the government and the Reserve Bank, and they should be sorted out behind closed doors. There's no need to wash dirty linen in public. So, while his comments are not being faulted with, the timing as well as the platform is being faulted with, that he should not have said it in the open. But then, let's look at it fairly. It is the government and its bureaucrats and ministers which very regularly take pot shots against the Reserve Bank in public. It is the FM who said in public that the Reserve Bank should have handled the Nirav Modi crisis, blaming the Reserve Bank in the process for it. So when the government continues to blame the Reserve Bank in public domain and does not sort out the matters behind closed doors, perhaps the built-up pressure led to this outburst of the deputy governor in public. In principle, it is actually right that these kind of issues should be sorted out behind closed doors, because they undermine the very confidence of the public as well as foreign investors in the government, its authorities and its processes of sorting out disputes. It should have been done in closed doors. But like I said, there was a lot of pressure built up. The finance minister has never lost an opportunity to blame the Reserve Bank in public, and maybe this was a conscious response of the Reserve Bank to it. We do hope that this matter does get sorted out behind closed doors. We do hope that unlike CBI, the Reserve Bank does not wash dirty linen in public. But we do hope it leads to a larger issue. It should lead to a larger issue where the government stops its political interference in the affairs of autonomous and independent bodies and institutions. If that happens, the outburst of Viral Acharya would actually have met the objective for which it was done. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off till we meet again. Namaskar.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.